You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and now it's time for your stories from the San Francisco StoryCorps booth.
My name is Alma, and I am almost 10 years old.
And my name is Margarita Loynas. I'm 63.
Margarita Loynas moved to the United States from the Dominican Republic when she was 19. Growing up, she felt a connection to nature, much like the one her granddaughter Alma has, especially with Mount Tam. Alma, an aspiring Supreme Court justice, sat down with her grandmother in a StoryCorps booth in San Francisco to talk about life and their relationship.
I wanted to ask you about your childhood and about if there was anything in your childhood that compelled you to be a doctor.
The moment that I really sort of decided and wanted to be a doctor, I can't remember if I was 8 or 10. It was really around your age. And we were in the schoolyard, and this little girl had a seizure. And the schoolyard was cement, and she was having a seizure on the cement, and her head was hitting the cement. And I remember running over and, like, really wanting to know what to do. And, you know, I had heard that you put a pencil between the teeth so they don't bite their tongue off. So I was trying to do that. But really, it was just this feeling like, I wish I knew what to do. And so I think I started thinking about medicine then because I wanted to be able to know what to do to help, you know, in a situation like that.
You've been a really big inspirer, or however you say that, in my life, and I think maybe on my off days as a Supreme Court judge, maybe I'll go meditate with you or with your spirit or something. One day, just when we went to the creek, I felt really connected to just everything, even though there's that big, like, electrical power box. I just really felt connected to it. I don't know really if there was any other moment that was any more special than that. Sometimes I remember these days when I have trouble falling asleep or when I'm sad, and it makes me feel a lot better.
I know we have a really special connection, you know, and I know you're very close to nature. And we've been in nature together, and you have a special way of connecting with the natural world, and, you know, you can hear the trees talking to you, and, you know, I feel really privileged to be your grandma, and I feel like my job is to keep some of that magic that you're still in touch with, to make sure that you don't lose that.
Are you proud of me?
I am so proud of you. You know, I have, it makes me choke up. It's not only that I'm proud of you, I have so much respect for you. You, even though you're a little girl, I have the respect, I've had that respect for you since you were born.